facilities. But actually, what is happening is the more that we develop, then the more we find that the responsibilities are there, and the more duties are there, and the more we are expected to be able to do things properly. So this is specifically what we're doing is the Upanayanam ceremony, which means to bring near. Means his spiritual master is His Holiness Satchinandan Swami Maharaj. So this means that now we're taking step nearer, like that. Means we have proper qualifications there, proper mentality is there. Now we're giving facility to develop that. And this is called Purushcharya Vidhi. Purushcharya Vidhi means before taking spiritual initiation. Means we should understand that this samskar, Upanayanam, is a Vedic samskar. It's not an eternal samskar. It means to bring near to the instructions of the lotus feet of the Guru. To bring one qualified to actually be able to take spiritual initiation. That relationship is eternal. That relationship is maintained. And that is actually what is the Diksha Guru and the main Siksha Guru. The Upanayanam, that is given by one of the Siksha Gurus. It is not an aspect of Diksha. Sometimes it will be thought, but it's not. It's part of Siksha. It's part of the process of Siksha. So, this means that Purushcharya Vidhi means preliminarily before taking initiation, then one worships the deities, means home deities, not the Pancharatrik deities in the temple. Home deities, one performs the daily yajna, one chants Hare Krishna, one serves prasadam, and what is the last? I think one serves Vaishnavas. By doing these five activities, known as Purushcharya, then one advances very nicely and comes to the point where one is prepared, actually, for spiritual initiation. Right? So this can be, this Upanayanam ceremony then is offered to those students who show proper qualities and inclinations towards performing the activities, specifically here in our situation, of brahminical activities towards the deity worship, towards the yajnas, the chanting of the mantras, the cooking, being very clean, tidy, neat, you know, being dutiful, knowing what has to be done, doing it, not having to be told. Once one is instructed, one does like this. This is what we are looking for. And this is what we were expecting to continue. This is not something that we accept, now we got it, we work very hard, do everything very nicely, and then once we receive Upanayanam, then for a short time, while it's fun doing the puja, doing the yajna, doing the cooking, then when it starts to become more duty, because now we know it, it's not new, it's not unique, it's not fun anymore, then it's this time to, oh, well, I don't want to do it anymore. That is not specifically what we're looking for, right? We're looking for those who can continue, right? Those who can take it seriously and understand that this is something that as long as we're in the Gurukul, we will do these things. Because this is just the start. We learn the deity worship, we learn cooking, we learn the yajnas, we learn the teaching. That's just the beginning, right? Then we have to perfect these things. Then we have to perfect our own devotional activities. Then we have to be able to give this to others so that they become Krishna conscious. So that is a lifelong process. So this is just the beginning of a start of a life of very serious devotional activities. So that is the point here. So now, before this, then we will go through all of the other samskars leading up to Upanayanam, chanting the mantras and doing what needs to be done, as you know, to help in the purification of this. So we will begin with the Jata Karma, which means the birth ceremony. birth ceremony is also known as Medha Yajna, which means that we're trying to develop the intelligence. They're so greasy. Can you wipe the spoons so that they're not so dirty? Huh? Put some water on them. Huh? Okay, and just wipe that into the spoon. Okay. So. Okay, so this is immediately upon the birth of the child. Manabhim kritata stayam chamadat.